Strikes are a common occurrence across Europe as workers regularly take action to advocate for better pay and working conditions. These strikes can be announced well in advance or occur with very little notice, meaning it's essential for travelers to stay informed and plan ahead to avoid disruptions. Travelers in Brussels, Belgium, should be prepared for disruptions to public transportation today, September 16, 2024, due to a national strike. The strike is expected to impact services across the city, including the metro, trains, and buses. Certain lines will have reduced services, which may cause delays and longer travel times for passengers. The industrial action is in solidarity with workers at Audi's Brussels factory, which is facing closure, and a rally was scheduled to begin at North train station at 10:30 a.m. Recent strikes have already caused issues in the region, with the South Shalua airport disrupted by walkouts on Thursday. For travelers currently passing through Brussels, it's advisable to check the status of public transportation ahead of time and consider alternative travel options where possible. In France, EasyJet staff have filed an indefinite strike notice beginning today, September 16, 2024. This action comes in response to the airline's decision to close its hub in Toulouse, which has prompted concern among workers over job security. While exact dates for the walkouts have yet to be confirmed, travelers flying with EasyJet should be prepared for potential disruptions to services across the country. As the strike could affect EasyJet flights departing from or arriving in multiple French airports, passengers are advised to monitor flight updates closely and be ready for possible delays or cancellations. The indefinite nature of the strike means that it may continue for several days or even weeks, so staying informed is crucial for those planning to fly within or to France in the near future. Public transportation services in Lisbon, Portugal, will be disrupted on September 18, 2024, due to a planned strike by workers at Keras, the company responsible for operating the city's buses, trams, and funiculars. The strike will begin at 10 p.m. on the night of September 17th and last until midnight on September 18th, unless a resolution is reached in negotiations with the transport operator. A quick aside, a funicular is a type of cable railway that transports passengers up and down steep slopes by using two counterbalanced cars connected by a cable, with one ascending while the other descends. While the strike will impact most public transportation in Lisbon, essential services will still run, including those for disabled passengers and emergency services. However, travelers using Lisbon's public transportation system should expect delays and reduced services during this period. If you plan to visit Lisbon or commute within the city on these dates, it's important to plan alternative travel arrangements or leave extra time for your journey. Italy will see a nationwide public transportation strike on September 20th, 2024, affecting passengers across the country. The 24-hour strike is set to disrupt buses, trams, and commuter trains as workers walk out in protest over pay and working conditions. This could lead to significant delays and cancellations for those relying on public transportation, particularly in major cities such as Rome, Milan, and Florence. Travelers in Italy during this time should plan for potential disruptions and consider alternative ways to get around, such as taxis, rental cars, or walking. It's also worth checking the status of any scheduled trains or buses in advance to minimize travel delays. To minimize the impact of these strikes on your travel plans, it's essential to stay informed and plan ahead. If you're traveling through Belgium, France, Portugal, or Italy in mid to late September, regularly check updates from local transportation operators and airlines for the latest information on potential disruptions. Booking flexible tickets and allowing extra time for travel could save you from unnecessary stress. In addition, consider alternative forms of transportation, such as taxis or rental cars, especially on days when public transportation is expected to be heavily impacted. In Brussels, where public transportation is already limited due to walkouts, consider traveling earlier in the day or using rideshare services. In France, EasyJet passengers should closely monitor flight status updates and be prepared for potential cancellations, especially if flying out of Toulouse or other major airports. For those traveling through Lisbon on September 18th, it might be best to explore the city on foot or use alternative transportation methods. Meanwhile, visitors in Italy on September 20th should make use of taxis, car rentals, and other services to ensure smoother travel during the nationwide strike. By preparing in advance and staying flexible, travelers can mitigate the effects of these planned strikes and ensure a smoother journey across Europe during this period of industrial action. Strikes across Europe are a frequent reality that travelers must contend with, and September 2024 is no exception. From public transportation walkouts in Brussels and Lisbon to airline disruptions in France and a nationwide public transportation strike in Italy, these events have the potential to cause significant delays and inconveniences. For travelers, the key to navigating these strikes is preparation. By staying informed about strike schedules, monitoring transportation updates, and planning alternative travel arrangements where necessary, you can reduce the impact of these disruptions on your journey. While strikes are often beyond a traveler's control, a little foresight can go a long way in ensuring a smoother and more enjoyable experience. Keep an eye on official updates, stay flexible, and be prepared to adjust your plans as needed. If you're traveling through Europe during this period, taking these steps will help you avoid unnecessary stress and keep your trip on track.